What's up, everybody, and welcome to Remember the Loot, episode 4, the show reminding you never cross the streams. I'm one of your hosts, Frosty, and alongside me is the man who shot the sheriff but did not shoot the deputy, Resident Daryl.
Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
Video didn't kill the radio star. This guy did. It's T-Bird.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, he used to call me on my cell phone, Josh the Walking Idea.
La who, the her.
If you're listening to us today, we thank you for joining us. You can email the show at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com. Hit us up on Twitter at rememberTheLoot, LOOT, not LUTE. Homie, don't play that. We trust that everyone had a happy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Ate plenty of food.
Nope.
Plenty of turkey.
Too much food.
Plenty of dressing and all those things that make you super fat around this time of year.
Super fit. Super fit food.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. You know, carb store energy and all that. We'd like to start the show off with a different segment, a seasonal segment we like to call What Are You Thankful For?
What the freak are you thankful for?
Seasonal. Hit me with that seasonal.
Yeah. Yeah. You like that?
I like that.
I didn't.
Let's go with you first, Daryl. What are you thankful for?
I want to break this segment off right. So, gentlemen, raise your cans of your ice cold Monster Zero Energy.
Break me off.
I want to toast to what I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my God. I'm thankful for my PlayStation. I'm thankful that Sony sold 30 million units before Black Friday. I'm thankful for all the rad deals I got. I'm thankful for you guys.
So sweet, Daryl.
That was just disgusting.
Josh.
God. Good Lord. Josh just sucked the whole bottle down.
Nice. T-Bird, what are you thankful for?
That good mic, man. That good mic.
A family? Xbox?
Well, you have a family?
Yes. Contrary to popular belief, I wasn't born in a test tube.
Jeez.
I actually have a family.
Wow. So I'm enlightened. I thought you appeared out of nothing.
Yes. Yeah, and PlayStation, I guess.
Yes.
And
say it again.
All of us.
Did you say PlayStation before you said Xbox?
No, I said Xbox first and then PlayStation. It came after the fact that I was born.
Josh is more foreign the longer he talks from his microphone. He's developing a new accent.
Happens, man.
But yeah.
Tell us what you're thankful for, Josh.
Yes, Josh.
Yes.
It's your turn now.
Jalan.
You tell us what you're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family.
Very nice. Well. Very nice. How much?
I'm thankful for the podcast group, the Swole Patrol.
Oh, Swole Patrol.
Thankful for the weights. Thankful for Daryl's biceps. thankful for my PS4 and all the hot deals I got.
Did you say you were thankful for Daryl's biceps?
He was flexing to me.
Oh, okay.
Look, he just needs to get in line. There's a lot of people thankful for these biceps this holiday season.
He sent me a flex.
I did. Via text with lots of filters.
Yes.
And a toy T-Rex.
Hashtag no filter.
Hashtag no filter. Yeah, I'm thankful for all that jazz. Thankful for Destiny. Getting into that. We'll talk about that later. Goodness.
You shouldn't be thankful for that. You're going to lose so much time.
Your wife's going to be like, oh, I'm not thankful for this.
I'm not thankful. What about you, Frosty Toasty?
Toasty.
I am thankful for my family and getting through Thanksgiving without killing each other. I'm thankful for PS4 and Sony selling 30 million units.
Million!
Millions.
Before Black Friday.
Yeah. Millions.
I'm thankful for you guys and being able to do this every week. It's been a blessing. It's been awesome. Thankful for...
You know,
I didn't get any cool deals this Black Friday, but I am thankful for...
Fool, you got one right there.
You got Ghosts.
I bought another copy of Call of Duty Ghosts so you could play games with us this weekend.
That's so sweet.
Well, yeah, I'm thankful for Daryl for thinking about me and buying me an outdated Call of Duty game so he could get the platinum.
We can play Extinction, dog.
Yes. That's nice.
I like you.
I'm thankful for Capcom for making a bomb nasty steelbook for Street Fighter V that I have pre-ordered. If you haven't seen it, you look it up. It's pretty awesome.
Is it a remake?
Remake? No.
Because like all their games are remakes now.
It's actually a new title that's coming out.
Yep.
So I'm thankful for that. So yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm thankful for.
So what are you playing?
What are you buying?
What the freak are you playing? What are you selling?
What you selling?
Well,
I buy it at a high price.
Why do we always do that in this segment?
Because this is
it's just easy.
This is the part where we talk about the games we got, where we're going to play, what we want.
How about, what are you playing?
What are you playing?
I'll play it at a high price.
Yeah. I beat The Witcher 3. Finally. It was no easy task. I think I ended with like 5.5 days playtime.
Which is 130 hours.
To kind of put it in perspective, T-Bird beat Fallout 4.
In a day and 18 hours.
Yeah. So either Fallout 4 is smaller than
smaller.
A lot of people think, or Witcher 3 is just that big.
What's that big?
It's both. Yes. It's honestly both.
Giant. And the bad thing is, I could still go back and play it some more. Like, missions upon missions I can play.
Get the platinum.
Do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Be one of them people.
I'm thinking about it, but I'd have to go back through the entire game on a harder difficulty.
Go for it.
But you
on a new game.
Go for it.
You throw that Bloodborne platinum around like it's a freaking hammer.
I'm proud of that.
And you should be. So you could dual wield.
Two wieners.
Because you would technically have two of the hardest platinums to get.
Because I ain't no trophy chump.
There's no such thing.
Ain't no trophy. Well,
trophy chumps just walk
technically
away.
There is until the bill of
trophy
bill
chumps
of rights gets passed.
Just walk away.
By the way, I was really happy to find out that I don't have to get the stuff from the old hunters to get the platinum. It's its own little category.
Yes,
yes.
That made me really happy.
Yeah.
You're so close too. I'm so.
This is not gonna
you
happen.
You
can
do
it.
You can do it. You can do it this weekend.
No.
You can do it this weekend.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're still stuck in the dungeon.
Yes. Do it.
What boss are you at?
Dab. Hound.
Can you help him in the dungeon?
Try it.
The face.
He's like on a new game plus four. And I'm only new game plus one.
Three or
we tried. We tried multiple times. I couldn't do it.
You know what it might have been? We didn't have one certain little bell.
One certain little bell?
Yeah, the old hunter's bell.
I had it.
Oh, well, okay then. I guess we suck. Pew.
I don't know. But yeah, other than that, I've downloaded the Rainbow Six Siege beta, despite all the negative comments I've read on certain forums and
all the ones I've texted you.
And all the ones that you've sent me and from certain Facebook groups. It's definitely catered to more old school Rainbow Six fans. I will say it's probably a mixture of the older Rainbow Sixes with maybe Raven Shield. I know you guys have never played Raven Shield because it was on the PC, but it has that feel to it. It's very intense, you know, because it's round-based. You have one life. You definitely have to work as a team. Like, you can't just go in there and run a gun, or you'll die very, very quickly.
Is that why everyone hates the game? Because they can't just run a gun like Call of Duty?
Maybe. I mean, I thought it was great.
I haven't read any of the complaints.
I mean, there was one match in particular, you know, I told you guys this earlier, is like, we were literally in there and got done with the match in like a minute, 30 seconds, 2 minutes, something like that. Like, we ran train, basically. We found out where the bomb was in our planning. We went in there. We all, like, discussed where we're going to go. Three guys took this wall. We took this wall. We put chargers on the wall. We blew it up. One of the guys died from the breach. It was really funny because he was, like, sitting there right at the wall, like, so sure that we were coming in the other door. We blew the wall up behind him, and he dies.
That's amazing.
And then we all ran in the room and, like, cleared it out. It was magical. It really was. We had a moment.
Did you play against bots?
No, this is people.
That's people.
Okay.
You can. There is a Terrace Hunt option where you play against computer-controlled AI. And I haven't even done that yet. Like, I was so engrossed in the actual multiplayer that I didn't get a chance to play it. We will be playing it tonight.
I refuse.
We'll be posting videos. D-Bird is mad because you had to create a Uplay account.
The Loot Crew is going to stream as junks.
Yes, we'll be streaming it.
You have to have a Uplay account to even do anything in the game. You can't just play it by yourself offline. It's dumb.
Well, okay.
You have to have that to access anything in that game.
That's not even the worst part. The worst part is the beta was supposed to go up like a day earlier than it did, but the servers were all jacked, so they had to delay it.
Yeah, they fixed it, though, so.
Yeah.
You asked earlier if that's why people hated it. We're talking about the
Call of Duty thing?
Like he was saying, the biggest so far, all from what I've read, all the backlash is coming from the beta not working. And then when people are in the beta, it not working correctly, having a lot of connection issues. But from the way he was telling me this morning, it sounds like it's kind of working itself out. They're fixing it as they're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what this beta's for. They don't want to release a game and it'd be a Halo and just not work right.
Yeah. I mean, we had a few issues last night. Like, we'd be in a party and we'd go to matchmake and
make out.
What?
Matchmake and make out.
Yeah. Well, that was before we tried. Anyway, you know, like the host of the party would be matchmaking and we'd still be in the lobby. And we're like, what's going on? So we'd have to like exit the game, come back in. There's a few times we had to do that. But once we started playing the games, there's an option where you could rematch the team you just played. So we would just keep doing that so we wouldn't have to like wait for, you know, another matchmaking process. Overall, I thought the game was great. We can't say if it's $60 great yet. There is no campaign.
It's kind of Star Wars.
Kind of sucks.
Well, cool thing is,
but it's so Titanfall. Like if you're a Rainbow Six fan and you're a fan of the computer games, this is definitely worth it. The guys I was playing with, they all seemed to really enjoy the game. It was very intense, you know, like you're very on the edge of your seat because.
So it's spooky.
You got one life.
Oh, it's a spooky game. It's a survival horror tactical shooter.
Because some guy could just pop around the corner and shoot your face off.
Put it right in your butt.
We actually had one match
where that works too.
We had one match where the guy knew where we were going to spawn. And
screen looking?
I don't know how he did it.
He's screen watching?
But as soon as we spawned, we were running to go into the building to set up the breach. And he's shooting us from a window. And like he picked off like, I say two of us. I think he just killed me.
Just make yourself feel better.
Yeah, I thought that was so cool because I was like, you know, we even at that early part of the round where you think you're safe and you think you at least have that moment where you can get to the building and get set up
for
enter, like, I still didn't have that chance to, like, to relax, you know. You're always on edge, and I love that. I love that about the game. So friendly fire is on, so you can kill your teammates.
Yes.
So you got to be careful about, like, running in front of each other when you're shooting.
It's just like real.
Your explosives. Oh my god! I have like this little grenade launcher, but it's like you shoot it onto a door or a wall to breach, and it'll shoot and automatically like go into the wall and blow up. And like it acts just like a breach charge. So if like somebody's on the other side of the wall and you shoot the wall, you know it'll blow up and it'll kill them. Well, I did that, and one of my teammates, I guess, didn't know I shot it and went running up to the door to place the charge. It killed him. So right at like the beginning of the match, we were it was 4 versus 5, and we're like, oh gosh, this sucks. Like one of your guys goes down too, and you're like, ugh, this is gonna be tough. So
cool deal.
But that's what I've been playing. So
I'm looking forward to it. Well, I'm pulling all nighter. Guys, I got some monsters on ice. I got deep fried a turkey yesterday, so dinner is ready. I got all my sides, all my fixings ready.
Thanksgiving.
Yep. So I'm gonna have Thanksgiving 2.0 tonight. Play some Rainbow Six. And get that Call of Duty for that booty.
Yeah. I like that.
I like that.
Oh, yes. I like that.
Yes, yes.
I guess I'll go next since I already interrupted everybody and started talking. I beat Call of Duty Ghost on Veteran this week. I wanted to play Call of Duty Black Ops 3. And
you just got it.
I don't even know why I didn't just move over to the next TV to play. I don't even have a good excuse this week because I wasn't sore or nothing. I just didn't. I was like, oh, man, I'm going to play Black Ops 3.
Here's the thing.
But I didn't.
Doesn't your TV has HDMI, right?
Yeah.
Why don't you just hook the cord up?
I was like, look at all the crap over there. Well,
here's the thing.
I got to move over there.
I get that. Have a second one just running
I do.
Back.
It's just boop, boop, boop. I do, and it's set up on the DVD player so my kids can watch Frozen.
Ooh, Frozen.
Very specific, but okay. That's all they watch, Frozen.
Yeah.
Anyways. I'd be like, whoa, dude. But Frozen? Okay, I understand.
So, anyways. So, I was like, okay, I'm going to play Black Ops 3. And then I didn't. I was like, I'll just put in Ghost. I've almost finished it on Veteran, so I beat it on Veteran. And I was like, oh, snap. I'm going to knock out Safeguard and play Extinction, and boom, Platinum. And I was looking at the list because they're hidden trophies, so I had to actually Google it. So I freaking looked it up and saw that I needed you guys' help. So I bought extra copies of the game so that we could knock that out and make some cool videos. And I went last night and bought Black Ops 3.
Yes.
Super stoked about. While I was out taking advantage of all the sales, I got Sleeping Dogs because I own it on PS3, but never played it. I got the definitive edition with the super cool book, the case or whatever. I got Shadow of Mordor because I missed that one. Heard that was pretty rad.
Amazing.
And of course Ghost or whatever, another copy of Ghost. And then I stumbled across what is now one of my most prized Resident Evil possessions. I found in very, very good condition a Resident Evil 1, the PS1 Classic Long Box Edition. And, oh, dude, I'm so stoked about that.
Where'd you get that at?
Second Charles. Rolled up in there, Second Charles. And they're supposed to do, like, a Black Friday thing. So we're out last night, and they're, like, 15 minutes to close. And they're like, no, all the Black Friday deals kick off today. So we're like, okay, whatever. And I always walk over to their glass case and look at all the old games because that's where they hide the really good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all having a conversation. And one of our old buddies is working there now. And he's like, you know, we were catching up with him. And so he was telling us about this dude that brought in his Dreamcast collection. Stacks. He must have had 50, 60 Dreamcast games. And
in pristine condition?
Yes, they were in great shape. He had all the Resident Evils. He had...
of course.
He had Carrier, which is another survival horror. Great game. And he had all the classic Dreamcast stuff.
Yeah.
And as I'm looking at it, beside it were three PS1 long boxes. And Resident Evil Director's Cut was one of them. And I freaking, like, I lost my mind. And I said, I want that now. I didn't care what it cost. He goes... Dude, you know it's crazy? I just told them this thing was underpriced. It was priced at $20. He said their price was supposed to be around $50. Ooh. But somebody typed it in wrong.
You've been beating the system, dude.
Dude, last night.
You've been cheating the system all
night,
friggin' night.
All night, dude.
The Lord was shining a special light on me.
Lord looking out for you.
And, the Lord was looking out for me. And so, like, I know, I said, I want that now. And literally, now because it's... Yeah, it's special. He had to walk it to the counter, and I freaking followed him like a little lost puppy.
Wait, was he like walking? And he had
the
it
noise.
He's
like all the way over there, and then the dude behind the counter had like about four or five bags of sugar in his tank, and he was like, "Is this all for you, sweetie?" I was like, "Oh,
he must have seen your game."
He saw the excitement.
Oh,
that I had for the game. So,
your nips?
Yeah, something like that. So, I was very excited. I got the game. $20. $20. I have seen that thing listed on eBay for as high as, $300
and $400.
Yeah. Wow.
Yes. And like every now and again, I'll see a copy of it for like $30 or $40, but usually the case is busted.
Really bad.
This one has two little blemishes on the case, but the case is intact. The disc is pristine. I mean, like, it's still got the... The long boxes came with this little piece of like foam inside, so that if the disc came out of its little holder, it wouldn't fall everywhere and scratch up. Still got the foam and everything in it.
That's what's up.
I was so excited. I was so excited. So that was I called my wife last night, and I shed a couple tears on the phone. We had a moment.
I got it.
I finally did it, baby. I finally got it.
Adrian.
I lost my mind last night. So between that and then the mispriced Call of Duty 3 that I got for $29.99.
Oh man, that's awesome.
Yes.
That's freaking awesome.
Black Ops 3 PS4 $29.99. Thank you, Walmart. So,
somebody lost
thank you, Walmart, for making mixtapes in the back room.
Making mixtapes in the back. So yeah,
y'all weren't making mixtapes, y'all would have got that price labeled right.
The only thing I didn't get out for last night was Bloodborne for $20.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I was with you on that.
I got the Flash and Arrow as well, so I was pretty excited. It was a good night, man. So I didn't play a whole lot this week.
Yeah,
I loaded up last night on cool things to play and Scream.
It's a shame.
Hours and hours.
Bloodborne.
Well, I was there with family, and one of them was like, "Yeah, is that really what you want?" I'm like, "Yeah, you know.
Should have been like, no, what I really want is Bloodborne.
FHI, that's mine.
That's what I said.
Should have said it again.
I did, twice.
Okay.
Josh?
What you playing, Josh? The walking idea. Give us an idea of what you're playing.
I'll tell you what I'm playing. Black Ops 3 still, of course. This is what I've been doing.
Instead of playing through the entire campaign, I'll play one mission, then I'll go to multiplayer for about 6 hours. And I feel still get stuff accomplished. I feel like I still get trophies, and I do. And so I've been playing that. I've got like 14 trophies in The Walking Dead. I was about to say Walking Idea. The Walking Dead Season 2, I got some trophies in that, and I'm still playing it. It's a Telltale. I just got Destiny. I picked Destiny up. My Black Friday deals, GameStop released day before Black Friday deal, and I got Assassin's Creed, Black Flag. I got... I picked up Ghost so all of us could play together. And I also got Destiny, which is freaking awesome. And I got that for $33, all those games, which isn't bad at all. I've been playing Destiny. I popped that Joker in. It took about an hour or two to install, which isn't terrible. That's a big game. I usually try to stray away from open world games, but I'm starting to try to get into it more so I can... A lot of the games out now are starting to get open worldish.
A lot of games.
So I picked Destiny up. I didn't get the Taken King. I just got the regular Destiny because I didn't know what I was getting into yet. So it's really cool, though.
Hell. That's what you're getting into. Hell.
It's basically like... I've heard people say it's like a... it's like PS4's Halo. That's what I've heard because Bungie makes it. But I...
That makes sense.
Honestly, I'm starting to play it. I'm starting to like it more than Halo. Really. The hovering's really cool. It's way better than jetpacks or thruster packs.
Butt thrusters?
Way better than those. The hovering is really cool.
You never told me. What character did you pick?
It's the third option. You have, like, the long cape.
Is it a hunter, warlock, or titan?
Titan. It's titan. Or either.
You sure?
No, it's a hunter. You're right. It's a hunter.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
If you're hovering, it has to be a warlock or a titan.
It wasn't the girl. There was like a girl in there.
What did she? Okay, you got a titan then.
Yeah.
I guess.
Well, he hovers. He's pretty cool.
Oops. Go for it.
It's really cool. They have this thing called the tower. It's like where everybody kind of meets or whatever to upgrade guns, to talk or whatever.
It's mainly dance parties.
Yeah, it's pretty much a big dance party place. It's called The Tower. If you guys want to go, just hit me up later. then you set off to go to your mission, either to the moon or to Earth. And then, you know, you go through and you fight bosses and different things. I don't know what they're called. They're like aliens, right?
Monsters, yeah, they're aliens.
It's really rewarding because while you're playing, you'll level up and you'll upgrade your gear and you can loot boxes and... Find guns and all kinds of stuff. So it's really cool. Especially for me to say that. It has to be really impactful, if that's a word. I don't care.
It is.
It's a word. It's totally a word.
Because I usually stay away from stuff like that, like I said. But I'm really enjoying this game so far. That's pretty much all I've been getting into.
I would suggest trying to, you know, get into more open world games. Because there's a lot, I mean...
There's a lot of really good games.
Yeah, yeah.
I like playing. I want people to play with, you know?
Well, I let you borrow Skyrim before. I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Skyrim. You enjoyed that, right?
It's pretty cool, yeah.
Yeah.
How far did you get into it?
That was on 360, wasn't it? Correct?
Yes.
Yes.
How far did you get in it? Did you get like an hour or two?
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I got into it probably like a few hours, and then I started killing chickens. And once I killed the chickens, the town runs after me.
Yeah, you don't mess with anything in towns. Because people don't like that.
Yeah, I noticed that. And got distracted. So.
Oh, yeah.
That was your Skyrim experience? Killing chickens?
So he did a couple missions. And
that was back when
chickens.
I only cared about multiplayer.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a lot to bite.
Well,
these
games have a lot to offer, you know.
Your wife likes it a lot. I can tell that.
Yeah. That sounds really dirty.
No pun intended.
I knew what you meant.
She does.
Yeah. She likes those kinds of games.
She plays the Elder Scrolls Online a lot.
I know. When he's working, she's online.
Well, I mean, that's the only game I have that she's really interested.
That's cool. Yeah. Your wife plays, though.
Yeah, it is really cool. I tried to get her into The Witcher. I told her, you know, you need to play The Witcher.
That's on sale, isn't it?
$25 on PSN, dude.
You should. And that's kind of what I was getting at.
That's a lot of game for you, though.
Yeah. But it's a really good game. It took you a long time to.
The Witcher. What does that sell at GameStop? I seen it, but
buy it digital. It's cheaper.
Cheaper.
Yeah.
It was like 40 at GameStop. 40? Used.
Yeah, okay. Dude. It's $25 brand new on PSN.
That's 200 hours a game right there, bro. I mean, so
Destiny is how many hours?
A ton. Infinity.
Infinity goes
dude,
on.
Dude, I've seen people that have 4,000 hours in that game. I've been still playing Fallout. I finally beat it. It took like a day and 19 hours or something like that. I was satisfied.
It's not as many hours as I thought you would have in that game by the time you beat it.
I was thinking it'd be a lot longer, but oops.
That's what she said.
Oh well. But
what you thought?
I was satisfied.
Okay.
It's not game. I don't think that's game of the year. It shouldn't be game of the year. It's not game of the year material either.
My buddy messaged me last night, and he's big into Bethesda games and stuff. He said that it was basically like a glorified enhanced version of Fallout 3.
Oh yeah, it is. That's all it is. But it's fun. It's a good game. But I just don't think it qualifies for game of the year.
Did you run into a lot of bugs and glitches and stuff?
Oh yeah. Dude, there'd be some times like I hit like 5 frames a second or something like that.
Oh goodness.
There's some I hit 0 frames and then just they'd pop and be fine. But I don't know. I just don't think like I'm happy with it. I'm glad I played it. But like it's just I don't see that being game of the year. I don't think it should be game of the year. It's gonna get game of the year, but
so that is your game of the year prediction?
Huh?
That's your game of the year prediction, Fallout 4?
Fallout 4?
It's not, but it's going to win.
I mean, yeah, well, that's not what you personally vote for.
No, Bloodborne is.
But you think that Fallout 4 is going to win?
Oh, definitely.
I do, too. I actually wrote an article for ProvenGamer.com. You can go check it out, www.provengamer.com. Yeah, it is up. Okay, it is finally up. Go check it out. I wrote my personal vote for each category, or the bigger categories. There were a few categories I left out, like esports, player of the year, stuff like that. But go check it out. I have my personal vote. I have what I think would win, which is what we're going to talk about today on the show. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, email the show at rememberTheLoot@ProvenGamer.com, or you can tweet us at rememberTheLoot on the Twitter. So hit us up.
So this is what we're going to do for the game of the year stuff, ladies.
Yes.
We're going to read the categories, okay? Now we have hand selected the categories that we want to talk about because we don't have a ton of time. So we're going to go through these categories and everyone's going to give their pick. And we're going to keep a list, a running tally of who chose what, so that next week after the video game awards when we have our reaction show, we can see which one of us came out on top. And there will be a special surprise, a nice ice-cold monster for that person.
Oh, boy.
Like we don't drink enough of those. All right, so I'm going to start this thing off with most anticipated game. Frosty, you're up. The nominees, the choices are Horizon Zero Dawn, No Man's Sky, Quantum Break, The Last Bird Dog Guardian, and Uncharted for A Thief's End.
Now, my personal vote for most anticipated game would have to be, for me, personally, The Last Guardian. Because
Bird Dog.
Coming from Shadow of the Colossus, ever since I played that game, being a PS2 title, and still to this day, looks really, really great. I mean, for PS2 title, it could pass for PS3 title. I know a lot of people might disagree with me, but that game was
I disagree with that
game
one.
Was beautiful. Dude, go back and play that game. That game was beautiful.
I have it.
You don't have that game.
I do. I have it on my shelf with my PS2 games.
Quit
brand
lying
new
to me.
Looking.
I'm brand just kidding. New.
You ain't got to lie, Craig. You ain't got to lie.
But I think what'll win is No Man's Sky. I mean, that game is one of the most intriguing games out there right now that people are just dying to get their hands on because of the space exploration.
Space.
The space exploration and you know, it's endless almost, you know, like
infinity.
For the developer to say, you know, there's planets out there that we're not even sure what's what, you know, like that's just that interests me. So I'm really looking forward to that game.
T-Bird.
All right, well, personally, No Man's Sky, and that's pretty much the game that is going to win. Just because, like, everyone's so hyped about that game, and they've been teasing it for so long. So, like, it's going to come out next year at E3, and everyone's going to lose their mind.
Free on VR.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? But, yeah, I think that's just gonna, most anticipated game.
All right. I'm going to go with Horizon Zero Dawn. I'm super stoked for it. I mean, all these are great choices. Horizon Zero Dawn, I feel like made a big impact when it was debuted. That trailer rocks. Robot dinosaurs and Lara Croft's ancient ancestors. So, pretty much that's what I'm going for.
Yeah,
the new Turok,
the chick Turok.
yes, it's been nice.
And the walking idea.
I said Horizon as well because the trailer was really sick.
Trailer was pretty sick.
And the robots were cool.
And the robots. Next category is going to be Trending Gamer. And I don't even really know how to introduce this topic or any shed any light on it because I think we all hate everyone on there except for Greg Miller.
There's one true winner for this category.
Greg.
Hashtag Greg Miller. We really don't even need to go around and ask. We're all going to vote Greg Miller.
All in favor of Greg, say aye.
Because there's a baker's dozen people in here right now.
Baker's dozen. I got to say, I have listened to this dude for the past 2 years.
Oh, yeah.
And he makes me laugh. Every time, every episode, no matter what he's on.
I giggle like a little girl every time he says a baker's dozen.
Yes.
When it's only like five things.
A baker's dozen. I love it. I freaking love it. I remember listening to Podcast Beyond when he first did the baker's dozen and then just started repeating it. And I'm like, I love this. This is the dumb, and when he like it's the dumbest thing. But
it's amazing.
And listening to the Game Over Greggy show now that they're kind of funny doing their own thing, I'm like, and even Kind of Funny Gamecast, I'm like, yeah, this is kind of cool. But I really miss those repeating jokes. That was what made Podcast Beyond so good, is they came back to certain things and it just made me laugh, and I looked forward to it. And now that they got PS I Love You and A Baker's Dozen is back and all the other things, so what are, just using that as an example.
What are the nominees?
Well, we got Total Biscuit, we've got PewDiePie.
Okay.
We got Markiplier, whatever, Greg Miller, and it fits. It fits.
Okay.
I'll allow it. Cool. And Christopher Monty, the dude looks like...
he looks like a supervillain.
You ever seen Grandma's Boy?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like...
How much clothes in the Matrix?
Yeah. You if I had robot legs.
He does look like a supervillain, though, doesn't he?
Yeah. So, anyways, Greg Miller. Greg Miller's hilarious. Yeah. He's fun to watch.
I'm old Greg.
It's crazy
Miller.
That PewDiePie is on this list.
Old Greg Miller.
I'm old Greg. Old Greg. PewDiePie's been huge for a long time. A lot of popular gamers really owe it to PewDiePie for really setting that standard for.
That's like saying that Ninja
Loo
is
a
video game. I mean, just be honest.
That's like saying Ninja Loo owes Metallica for writing metal music.
Sure.
Although, nobody like PewDiePie. Yeah, he came before and he became the face of maybe
that.
That's
not made as a trash PewDiePie segment.
Oh, I'm not trying to trash him.
It's going to be that.
But all I'm saying is, if it wasn't him, it would have been somebody else. Unfortunately, he.
Yeah, but it was him.
But it's. Eh.
It was him. So, I personally don't like him. I've listened to his stuff. I watched his stuff. How is this guy famous?
I'm going to share a quote.
And we owe it to him.
I saw this on Facebook the other day. And somebody wrote.
This guy's been on talk shows, man.
Saying that ISIS is representative of all Muslims is like saying that PewDiePie is representative of all gamers. Like, he is the.
But he actually plays games.
But he's not.
He's like the mayonnaise.
I'm going to let him represent me.
Greg's like the ketchup.
He's not streaming mobile games.
Whenever somebody was like, hey, you're a gamer? Oh, kind of like PewDiePie? I would be like, no.
Not PC.
Not rich and famous. And
not German.
On the Letterman show.
And lame as freak.
I agree with you. I'm just saying.
He's not terrible, but he's pretty bad.
But I see, I don't understand why he's on this list, because it's like... So who you gonna vote for, Greg Miller or Tom Cruise?
I'd still vote for Greg Miller.
Help me, Tom Cruise. Help me, PewDiePie.
You know what would be awesome?
PewDiePie.
What would make my day is if they said, we tallied up all the votes and the winner got a baker's dozen.
Yeah, oh, my God. That would be amazing.
That would be epic.
All right, about a baker's dozen people that voted for you.
Yep, so it's anonymous. Greg Miller wins.
Greg Miller. Yep. All right, next category, the best art direction. All right, your nominees for the best art direction in a game are Batman Arkham Knight, Bloodborne, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain.
That does make sense.
And Ori and the Blind Forest. Frosty.
And you got one more.
Oh, Witcher's on
you got
the
Witcher.
The Witcher. Oh, yeah, my bad. The Witcher, The Wild Hunt. Hey, I'm glad you guys corrected me.
You suck.
This list was probably...
I was trying not to say that game because I didn't want it to win. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that probably won the category.
Frosty.
This one was a tough one for me. But personally, I would say Bloodborne. Just because it's it's dark and gothic and beautiful and
very nice.
Bloody.
Bloody. Yeah, lots of blood.
I like blood.
Like, there's just something awesome about getting a new piece of armor and then going and killing a bunch of enemies to see blood draping off your
So you like armor. Blood?
I like blood.
Vampire.
I like blood and I like being born.
All right, T-Bird. Best art direction.
You just made that terrible joke, Frosty. I can tell you who's not going to win it. Freaking Metal Gear. Most blandest colored palette ever.
But there was that flaming whale.
I didn't get to the flaming whale. I got to the flaming flying unicorn.
That's in the very beginning.
Wait.
Yeah, that shows you how much I played.
Are you serious?
I played 5 hours.
Five hours beat the...
No. I'm just saying, I played 5 hours. That's the only colorful thing I've seen.
Well, so that's the very first thing you do, you see that.
Yeah. That's the only colorful thing I've seen.
The flaming whale is in that same section.
Is it? I don't remember.
Did you close your eyes?
I don't think I was. I was like trying to. I think I was looking and like trying to comprehend what was going on because there's a flying unicorn.
Yeah, and then the freaking flaming whale comes up and eats it.
I think I remember that. I don't know. But anyways,
all right. Continue the joke.
It's my personal pick. I'm gonna go with The Witcher. It looks really, really pretty.
That's a pretty game.
It is. I don't think there was a game this year that looked prettier than that game. Even though Bloodborne was nice, The Witcher is much, much prettier and just as bloody.
I played The Witcher. I thought it looked great. I played Bloodborne. That really speaks to me. Bloodborne's art style is more my style, more my favorite. I really, really, really dug it. Batman looked good as usual. Ori could give two craps less.
Ori was
honestly
pretty. It was pretty. It was pretty for a platformer side scroller.
And honestly, truthfully, I feel like if this is, you know, if it was being voted, I think Ori's probably going to be the pick. Honestly, truthfully, I think that's what's going to win. I don't want
it
to win.
I'd be happy with that because that game does deserve some kind of a, like, award.
It's art.
Yeah.
It really is. But I'm going to go Bloodborne because Bloodborne is, that's my favorite style, and I'm voting solely on what I enjoy. So
Fair enough.
Bloodborne. Walking idea.
Bloodborne looks really cool. It's got some good graphics from what I've watched. Haven't got it yet, bought it yet. But I'm going to go with Arkham Knight. That one looks really sick. It's really dark and gloomy, kind of like you're talking about Bloodborne. But the graphics are really tight. I like that a lot. So I'm going to go with Arkham Knight, be the odd sheep, the black sheep.
Fair enough.
All right, best multiplayer game.
All right.
The nominees are Call of Duty, Black Ops 3, Destiny the Taken King, Halo 5 Guardians, Rocket League, and Splatoon.
This is going to be a tough one.
This is
going
to be tough, you're right.
Frosty.
As much as I would like to see Rocket League win, because, you know, that game managed to do two things. One, it got me into a car game, and it got me into a soccer game. And it put them both together and just made this really fun multiplayer game and that me and you played together for a couple hours one night and really, really enjoyed it and got some trophies. And
lots of trophies.
It's great. You know, you can customize your vehicle. There's a huge community for it online. So it's awesome. I really like it. I would love to see Rocket League win. Personally, I think Black Ops 3 is going to win just because it's this juggernaut that just won't stop.
Won't die.
T-Bird.
I'm going to go ahead and say this. I'm going to guess everyone's going to pick Black Ops just because that game is – the multiplayer on it is always solid. There's really nothing you can complain about unless you're just getting crap spawns. which happens, but yes, I agree with Frosty. I would like to see Rocket League, but Call of Duty's got this one in the bag.
Yeah. I think at this point, the reason why people hate on Call of Duty so much is jealousy.
The same reason we hate PewDiePie.
They put out...
That's it.
They put out a game, and it just works.
Yep. I'm going... Well,
actually, you know what?
Black Ops 3. I think it's great. It's my favorite yet. I say it's my favorite. Call of Ghost is still near and dear to my heart.
The worst one.
Can I just put Call of Duty Ghost on there?
No.
Black Ops 3.
Bad.
Josh, walking idea.
I think
I called it.
Being one of the ones there that's played the most multiplayer in Black Ops 3. It is so good. So good. Black Ops 3 wins for sure.
All right, next category. Best sports/racing game. And the nominees are FIFA 16, Forza Motorsport 6, NBA 2K16, Pro Evolution Soccer 2016, and Rocket League. Frosty.
Rocket League.
Nailed it.
Yeah, I'm just going to vote Rocket League. I would say Forza, but it didn't catch me like Forza 5 did.
I feel like the hype hasn't been there for Forza 6 this time.
Well, that's because they released it 2 years after 5 came out. They needed to wait longer.
Trying to annualize that jump, man.
Oh, they are.
Yep. Had there been a dumb Madden game on the list, it would be a little harder for me to choose, but I'd probably still pick Rocket League.
Definitely Rocket League.
I'm going to say Rocket League as well.
Again, I'm going to be a black sheep and pick Pro Evolution Soccer 2016 because the gameplay on the PS games seem to be better than FIFA. So.
Nailed it. All right, next category will be Best Family Game. Maybe a little subtext on there would be Best Trophies.
Wow.
All right, your nominees are Disney Infinity 3.0, Lego Dimensions, Skylanders Superchargers, Splatoon, and Super Mario Maker. Frosty, go.
I'm going to say Super Mario Maker because it helps introduce a younger generation to, you know, the old style of gameplay, that 2D platformer. It's Mario. I mean, I think Mario is going to win. He always wins.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Super Mario Maker 2. It's Mario.
I'm going to go Skylander Superchargers. Because the Skylander games are great. They get better and better every year. And this year, you got all these neat little vehicles.
So that was your favorite money pit?
That is my favorite money hole. I just want to just take it all and throw my wallet in it and bury it. Walking idea.
I say Lego Dimensions because all the freaking Lego games are sick.
The next category is Best Fighting Game. We have Guilty Gear, XRD, I don't even know, 500 words for that name. Mortal Kombat X, Rise of Incarnates, Rising Thunder, and Marvel vs. Capcom 3.
That's not on the list.
First of all, it'd be Marvel vs. Capcom 2,
hey,
not 3.
But you didn't have Chris and Jill and Wesker and Nemesis in that one.
You had Jill and Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Chris, Jill, Wesker,
well, Chris
and
wasn't
Nemesis.
Character anyway.
You motherfucker, what?
He wasn't that good.
Anyway,
he's
15 character roster.
He's by himself better than the entire Street Fighter lineage. Best fighting game.
Awesome. Mortal Kombat X. Like, there isn't a fighting game on that list that can tie its bootstrap.
I agree. Nothing comes close.
I agree.
Yeah, it's Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat X.
To me, that's almost a gimme.
It is a given, dude.
If Street Fighter had come out this year, I'd say, you know, it'd have a fighting chance.
I see what you did there. Rise of Incarnates looks really, really good. I haven't personally played that one, so I can't.
I think
really.
It was only PC.
Okay,
it
just
PC
great.
Only.
I don't know.
Anyways,
next category would be the best RPG, best role playing game.
This is gonna be chuffy.
Bloodborne, Fallout 4, Pillars of Eternity, The Witcher 3: Wild Hunt, and Undertale. Frosty.
Witcher 3, definitely. Bloodborne is considered an RPG, but
you got lovely.
I don't
armor. You level your weapons and you level yourself up.
Yeah, but it doesn't really do any good.
But every game does.
No,
that
not
any,
really.
You know, every game does that anymore to an extent. There's some sort of loot grind.
Even the new Call of Duty is doing it.
That's what I'm saying.
But
That one made me scratch my bald head a little bit.
Yeah. Witcher has everything great about RPG game, but well, it's jaded with steroids. Witcher 3, definitely.
I'm going Fallout 4 with this one. I ain't got nothing else to say about that one. Just Fallout 4. It's a big open RPG.
Yeah, I'm going to go Witcher 3, hands down.
I'll say Bloodborne.
Nailed it. All right, best action adventure game.
Goodness.
And the nominees are Assassin's Creed Syndicate, Batman Arkham Knight, Metal Gear Solid 5, The Phantom Pain, Ori and the Blind Forest, which that one made me scratch my head too, and Rise of the Tomb Raider, Frosty.
Metal Gear Solid.
T-Bird.
I'm going to vote for Rise of the Tomb Raider. I want that game to win something.
Okay.
It needs it.
I'm going to go Metal Gear Solid.
I'm going to go Batman Arkham Knight.
All right. Best shooter. You've got Call of Duty Black Ops 3, Destiny The Taken King, Halo 5 Guardians, Splatoon, and Star Wars Battlefront or Star Trek Battlefield.
Frost?
Frosty.
Blops.
COD Blops Trace?
Yes. It has a campaign.
Oh, automatic winner.
Boom. And you can pause it.
T-Bird.
Oh, man, this one's a tough one for me. Because Blops is really good. Destiny's really good. Halo's really good.
It's a good category.
It's a tough category because I like all three of those games.
Halo's not really good.
You shut your whore mouth.
You're a dirty pirate hooker.
No. Oh, God. I really don't know.
Flip a coin with three sides.
Rainbow Six.
I think it's hot garbage that this
is it really?
Doesn't take into consideration the games that drop in December because they're not entered into next year's stuff either. Like, if you drop in December before the Video Game Awards, you automatically lose.
Yeah, it's not fair.
It's not. No. What?
Yeah. I say this. Maybe it does take them into consideration, but you can't. I mean, like,
everyone forgets about them.
Yeah, none of that, but, like, I mean, we don't even know how many people. Okay, we don't understand or know who's voting on this stuff and if they have or have not played those games.
Yeah.
You know, it might be that they all have early access to those games. They've already played them. But, I mean, like, best action adventure could have been the best game ever, Just Cause 3.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, like, why is that? That's not on here. I don't know. You know, and then, of course, Rainbow Six Siege. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm just going to go Destiny the Taken King.
I'm going to go COD Blops Trace.
Yeah,
I originally said in the Trophy Horrors. Halo. I paid Halo. But the more I play and the more I spend time with it, COD Blops Trace.
I'm going to go with Black Ops 3 as well. Best.
All right, next category is going to be Games for Impact. And we're not talking about Impact Wrestling, because that would win.
No, it wouldn't.
We have Sybil. We have Her Story. We have Life is Strange. Sunset and Undertale. Frosty.
Life is Strange.
Life is Strange.
I'm going to go Her Story.
Her Story.
Very good.
2v2.
All right. Best Performance. Okay. We have Ashley Burch as Chloe Price from Life is Strange, Camilla Luddington as Lara Croft from Rise of the Tomb Raider, Doug Cockle as Geralt from The Witcher,
Cockle,
Mark Hamill as the Joker in Batman, and Aviva, I don't know how to say her last name, but it starts with an S, in Her Story, Frosty.
Mark Hamill is the Joker.
Very nice.
He's just the bomb, man. He's been doing it since the 90s. He's awesome.
T-Bird.
I'm going to go with Camilla. Just because I like the British accent.
Yes.
It's something about that.
I'm going to go with Mark Hamill because that particular Joker is fantastic.
Yeah, he's really good.
He's really good. It's his Joker.
I'm going to go with Mark Hamill as well because I'm married and can't be a Camilla.
I like that.
It's a good escape.
All right. Best score and soundtrack for a game. We have Fallout 4, Halo 5 Guardians, Metal Gear 5, or In the Blind Forest, or The Witcher 3, The Wild Hunt.
I will say, if you like 50s, or I guess 50s music, you can go for Fallout. I didn't like it, so no.
All right, Frosty.
If you like 80s music, you can go for Metal Gear Solid. I love 80s music.
Dude, I'll give you that.
Running around, killing stuff, listening to Billy Idol's Rebel Yell.
That, yes.
That's amazing. The Witcher also has a fantastic score. It's awesome. I could sit there all day and listen to a soundtrack from The Witcher. So that's kind of hard for me.
Bow, chicka, wow, wow.
But I'm a yes. But I'm going to go with Metal Gear Solid.
T-Bird.
I'm going to go with The Witcher.
I'm going to go with Metal Gear Solid.
Halo 5 Guardians.
All right. Best narrative. We have Her Story, Life is Strange, Tales from the Borderlands, The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt, and The Killer App, Game of the Year, Until Dawn.
Shut that mouth. That's no Game of the Year.
Frosty.
It's no Killer App either.
I agree.
All right, this category is automatically forfeited because you guys suck.
Nah, this was actually tough for me because I really love the story of Until Dawn.
And I
really love the story of The Witcher.
But
The Witcher's kind of not fair because it's based on a book. But the story's really good. But I'll have to go with The Witcher.
T-Bird.
I don't know. I'm looking at this category right now. All of these games are heavy story-driven games.
Heavy story. That's why they're on the list.
I know. It's just like it's hard to pick, though.
That wasn't what?
Shut up.
That wasn't an ooh moment.
I can't. It's going to be hard. It's either between The Witcher or Until Dawn. And I'm going to have to go with The Witcher.
Until motherfreaking dawn, hashtag killer app.
Josh, I'm going to tell you this right now. Whatever you do, don't vote for Until Dawn.
I'm sweating on my forehead now.
Nah.
Watch it win, because we said that.
Oh, my gosh. When this thing wins, I'm going to do a dance.
Hey, dude, it is going to win.
Then our reaction show is going to be me praising this game.
This is the only list it's on. It's got to win.
Yeah.
It's the only list. John, which is fine. The story was awesome.
I mean, it's already Game of the Year, so it doesn't actually have to be nominated. We already know
it's not Game of the Year. Anyways, Josh, your pick?
I don't really like any of these on here. I'm going to say Until Dawn.
Very good.
I just told you.
You don't like The Witcher on the...
Good. Hey, we're moving on to the best mobile game. You know what? Best handheld, best mobile.
All right, I'm going to make it easy.
Best PS Vita game. Oh, wait, there's none on here.
Because the Vita sucks. Oh, yeah, I just said it.
Turds at work play Fallout Shelter on their phones.
Dude, bunch of lambos. Frosty, best mobile / handheld game.
Zelda Majora's Mask. Is that on the list?
No,
how is that not on the list?
It didn't come out this year.
It is.
It was a re-release. Yeah. Those don't count. They don't ever.
It's
the
HD.
What?
It doesn't count.
The list consists of Downwell, Fallout Shelter, Lara Croft Go, Monster Hunter 4 Ultimate, and Pac-Man 256.
Pac-Man for sure.
Is that how many games they made of Pac-Man?
That's how many versions of the same game they have.
Pac-Man, because it's very mobile.
Stop.
I'm going with Pac-Man, because logic.
I know why. Monster Hunter.
Lara Croft, go.
Pac-Man 256. Or 256.
There you go. All right, the next category is a really, really good one. It is Best Independent Game. We have Axiom Verge,
ooh.
Her Story,
ooh.
Ori in the Blind Forest,
ooh.
Rocket League,
ooh.
And Undertale. And, I mean, let's be honest. If Until Dawn was on this category, it wouldn't that too. Just throwing that out there. Best Independent Game. Go, Frosty.
Rocket League.
Rocket League.
Yeah, Rocket League.
And I'm going to go with Rocket League.
Josh.
Rocket League.
Oh, my goodness. Rocket League. If we were voting,
Red Rocket League.
Red Rocket. Red Rocket.
Undertale sounds Red Rocket, very, very R-rated.
It's not.
But it looks very gentle.
All right. Developer of the year.
This is a tough one.
This one is.
This is a big one.
This is a big one.
This is the big one.
So we have Bethesda. Whoa. Bethesda.
Jeez.
We have
no
CD Projekt Red. From Software.
Oh.
Kojima Productions.
Wait, that doesn't exist anymore.
I know, I said that. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to take that out and we're going to put in Supermassive Games.
Yeah. Take it out on the list.
They don't exist anymore. Supermassive.
It's going to get voted for.
Supermassive Games.
You know, you're right.
And Nintendo. Oh.
You're right. I bet you Kojima Productions is going to win solely based on the fact that it doesn't exist anymore.
I wonder if they're going to go with the because it's not Kojima Productions in Japan. It's
Japan.
It's Konami. So, honestly, truthfully, I'm going to interject and put Supermassive Games in there for my personal vote.
Well, too bad, because we don't get to pick really on this one.
Bad.
All right, Frosty.
On this. CD Projekt Red. Small company, made a very gorgeous
big game.
Hashtag game of the year, killer app.
Until Dawn.
It's not.
Tanner.
From Software.
I'm going to go with Bethesda because Kojima doesn't exist anymore.
But it's only- and because Fallout.
And because Fallout. Yeah, but like, okay, honestly and truthfully, if I was sitting on the panel and I was making this decision, I would be like, listen here, guys, it doesn't exist anymore. And as much as I would like to shame Konami, and say Kojima Productions is the greatest thing that came out, best developer this year, it doesn't exist. So then I would petition for Supermassive Games, and then when everyone shut me down, I would say, okay, Bethesda. Which is exactly what I just
because
did.
Because logic.
Yeah. Josh.
I'm going to go with Nintendo because Super Smash Bros.
Okay.
This weird voice change.
Right? The longer he's in front of a microphone, the more his voice changes.
It's kind of sugary a little bit then.
A little sweet.
Sweet tea.
Sugary.
All right, here's the one.
Okay, we're going to kill
each other. A jury of our peers have voted for Game of the Year. Bloodborne. Fallout 4. Metal Gear Solid 5. Super Mario Maker. The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt. You know what? That's a heck of a list. And the ones that didn't make it were Halo and Tomb Raider. You know? And I mean, and of course, Until Dawn.
You shut your whore mouth.
Super Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Tomb Raider deserves more.
I will say Tomb Raider deserves to be on this list other than Mario Maker.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, Mario Maker does not need to be on this list.
The reason why I don't think it should be on there is because it's not a game.
You're making
the game. It's a level creation tool. It's not a game.
It's like Minecraft.
They didn't send me a complete version, like a complete game. Hey, you can get this and platinum it.
Well,
because
build a Walmart and platinum it.
It's not like Photoshop. You can play the game. You make it and play it. You can just download other people's maps.
Make it meme it. But then Nintendo didn't develop that. Someone else developed it. Mm. They just made the tools.
Yeah. They developed the tools to. It's a game.
Got them.
Someone developed this guitar right here.
Basically,
either way, I don't think it should be on the list. Yeah,
somebody developed this guitar right here, but that doesn't mean that Ibanez made the song that I wrote with it.
Technically, they do. They own the rights to it.
Ibanez owns my soul. All right, Frosty, game of the year.
This is a tough one. I might have to go with Bloodborne.
Okay. T-Bird.
Well, I can tell you what's going to win. It's Fallout. But I want Bloodborne to win it. So, Bloodborne.
I'm going to go with Metal Gear Solid 5. I know it's not going to win.
You Heidi Ho Kojima fan.
Kojima Productions isn't around anymore.
It doesn't exist.
You fanboy.
But I know Fallout's going to get it in the same way that Dragon Age got it last year.
Yeah, that agreed me so much.
The big fan favorite that drops right before the awards is going to win. And you know what? I don't feel like Dragon Age was the best game of last year.
I didn't play it.
But that's just my personal. So. And Josh.
Oh, you said my name.
Wait, government names, my bad.
I know Fallout 4 is going to win it.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to pick another game that I want
to
win.
What would you like to see win?
Not Super Mario Maker. Probably Bloodborne.
Good choice.
Yes.
Bloodborne, that'd be cool.
So yeah, that's our predictions for the 2015 Game Awards. It goes live December 3rd. You can watch it on your IGN app, on your PlayStation 4, your Xbox. You can check it out on, I believe you can check it out from the website, on your tablet, your iPhone, your Android, your Game Boy Color.
The Game Boy Color is a stretch, but I think you can make it work.
Yeah.
There's always a way.
We also got PSX right around the corner, too. I think, what, 2 days after the Game Awards?
I think it's a day after.
Day after.
Day.
Yeah. Okay, so be sure to check that out. We'll be... we'll do a show right after that for our, that Saturday?
We're going to do a reaction show on Friday for the Game Awards, and then we're going to do a reaction show on Saturday for the PSX announcements.
All right, awesome, awesome.
Cool to you.
A lot of games missing from this list, like Rainbow Six Siege, I thought for sure would at least make best multiplayer or best shooter, because it comes out 2 days before the ceremony, but that was missing in action. Dark Souls 3 was missing in action.
Should have been most anticipated.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Because people are scared.
People are scared to play it. I'm really looking forward to that game personally, but it wasn't on the list, so I couldn't vote for it. Star Wars Battlefront, I thought for sure would be at least on the Game of the Year talk, because it's Star Wars, and everyone loves Star Wars, and they're fighting really, really hard to like this game, even though it's half a game right now.
Well,
half a game's a stretch. I think it's like a quarter of a game.
So, but speaking of Star Wars, we have an email that was sent to us after we recorded last week about Star Wars from Igor Major. It says, I've been a Star Wars fan only once, and that's when The Phantom Menace came out. That's really depressing.
I don't understand how, but okay.
I've seen this game that has been available in the past on other systems. I guess he's talking about like Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2.
Yep.
Yeah.
PlayStation 1 and 2.
What makes it special now? Better graphics? Better multiplayer? Or what?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, that's your opinion.
I'm just saying.
I would say maybe, you know, the fact that it's gorgeous.
It is. Pretty massive.
It's gorgeous.
It caters to classic, the classic Star Wars.
Yeah, it's got the original sound effects.
Yeah.
The actual original explosions. Looks like a little firework went off.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, the game just kind of speaks for itself. You know, you jump in, you're Star Wars characters.
If you like fast action and getting right into multiplayer, get that freaking game. There's no story, which sucks. That's why I haven't bought it yet. But
technically, there is a story, but you got to watch the movies.
Yeah.
And read the books.
You did there.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
For the game, I guess. It's like fast-paced multiplayer, which, can you get trophies on that game?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Just different kills and stuff?
I don't know. Okay.
Yeah. Even if it's just multiplayer, there's trophies.
Yeah.
There's always trophies.
I'll pick it up, but I'll probably wait till Christmas time and ask for
them. There's always trophies.
And achievements.
There's always trophies to be gotten.
It's pretty. That's about all I got.
Yeah, that's all.
It's pretty.
And nothing really special about it. Unless you think $110 is special and you want to get rid of it.
I got 20. A special place for that game. Keister it.
Keister to Star Wars.
Yes.
For a rainy day.
The Keister
Wars. Man, I wish I had Star Wars Battlefront.
Just put it.
There it is.
I got it.
Just going to put it in my butt for a little bit and hand it back.
Make it warm.
My God.
It smells nice. I'm pretty.
It smells nice.
Anyways.
What's so special about this game? It fits in my butt.
Perfectly.
Wow.
We have free codes we're giving away. We still have one code left for Telltale Games Game of Thrones for Steam. And we also have some Gears of War codes for, what, Gears of War 3, Gears of War Judgment.
We have all of them.
Yeah, it's all
we
the
have
games.
All Gears of War. Sure, okay, cool. So email the show at RememberTheLoot. Or you can hit us up on Twitter at RememberTheLoot, LOOT, not LUTE.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie, don't play that. So hit us up and for a chance to win free codes, because free's good.
Yeah.
Free is for me.
All right, so real quick, we got PSX coming around. We got this is the PlayStation Experience. This is the greatest show of the year.
No, it's not.
Yes. This is where they're going to announce that Until Dawn sold better than any other game released this year.
Yeah,
that when they sold 30-plus million units, everyone got Until Dawn, because it's that good.
No.
Not really, but they're going to tell us a lot of cool stuff's coming out. They're going to show some trailers. We're going to see some old games. We're going to see some new games. We're going to hear an announcement. They're going to confirm and elaborate that PlayStation 2 emulation is, in fact, a thing. Originally, that was going to be my prediction. You know, I was going to say, hey, guys, which I said this on one of our previous shows. I said that, you know, I believed it was coming and that they would eventually unlock, you know what I'm saying, PS1, 2, and 3. Mm-hmm. Well, it leaked, and then they did acknowledge
2 is coming.
And you're secretly working with Sony. So
basically, yeah. On Until Dawn 2.
We knew that.
No. So, the last few minutes of the show, guys, let's throw some predictions out there. Let's see who thinks they know what's going on for PSX.
I got one.
All right, go first.
Just like last year when they were talking about the Vita for like a little bit, they're going to announce 3 games. And all those games are going to be ready to purchase right then and there. Or they might be free. Who knows? So that's all I got for right now.
I'm going to say they're going to elaborate more on the PlayStation 2.
Obviously.
Which is kind of a given.
Yeah.
But I think they're also going to give us some PS1, PS3 news as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say, yeah, PS2 emulation is here. It is live. And the next step is PS1, PS3.
And you know what? They probably might be cool if they did this. They drop the... And PS3 emulation is ready to go right now. All your games, all your digital libraries unlocked. You can play right then and there.
Man, that
then
was
I could borrow so many games from you guys.
Yes, not our digital library.
Not a digital library.
No, not digital.
Yeah.
PSN name change.
I still don't think that's going to happen.
I think it. You know, at this point though, I'm kind of torn whether or not I want to change mine. Because just the whole, you know, hey. Guys, I changed my name.
You gotta go through all the process.
Yeah, you gotta let everybody know, and you know, even if you let everybody know, they're still gonna be like, "Who the freak is this guy?" You know, and they might accidentally delete you or something. You know, I don't know. I don't know if I'll change mine, but I think they're gonna announce that. I think they're gonna elaborate on the PS2 emulation that gets with PS2 games can get emulated now with trophies.
I'm gonna throw another one out there. Okay, as far as the PS2 emulation goes, there's a potential of 1,800 games. I'm going to say we're going to have, very comparable to Xbox's launch, at least 100 titles available.
I don't know, man. I think it might be a little bit less than that.
I'm also going to say... This is just a personal want for me.
Yeah.
But I want Hunter the Reckoning to be one of them.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
I missed out on a lot of games. I don't know half of them.
Baldur's Gate 2 Dark Alliance. Or Baldur's Gate Dark Alliance 2.
Are you predicting that one?
I would love to. Sure. I would love to see that game.
Would love to predict that one.
I'd like to see Dark Cloud 2 on there, but that ain't going to happen.
You don't think so?
Good.
No, I don't think it sold enough, or it wasn't popular enough.
Wait, aren't they remastering that one?
No, they're talking about making Dark Cloud 3 finally. The rumor.
I think it's almost a given that we're going to see more on the new games, Uncharted 4. I think we're going to get a No Man's Sky release date. Like they gave us a release window. I think we're going to get the actual release date.
Yeah. Here's my thing. They don't need to show anything else on Last Guardian unless it's going to be attached with the release date.
So you're going to go with, you think they're going to do it or no?
I don't know. I'm just saying that. Because he says something about, Frosty says something about it, like I'm showing it like another trailer. They don't need to show anything else unless it's a new trailer with a date attached to it.
What if they did?
Cool.
Bird dog.
I don't know if they're going to or not.
Kill. I'm making a bold prediction. Maybe not so bold. I tell you what they're going to do, and I'm not going to like it. They're going to show a lot of VR.
Yeah, because that's the hardcore. They need to convince to buy it.
Anybody seen the commercial Star Wars Battlefront, the VR commercial?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, they're showing it like it's like a Hot Pocket commercial, but the guys are sitting there playing Star Wars.
That's just a Hot Pocket commercial.
But they have VRs in it.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be legit.
There you go. They're putting that little plug in.
I don't think that was also Battlefront. I think it was just a made-up shooter.
EA has partnered with Hot Pockets. Look like Star Wars.
Now it's going to be microtransactions for your ham and cheese Hot Pockets.
I can keep it.
All right. I'm going to go and say that we're going to get a new IP. Brand new game is going to be released.
It's going to be, I don't know about release, but they're going to announce a lot.
Well, you know, now that's what I meant. You know, like, they're going to announce a brand new game, at least one brand new IP.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I like that prediction. Hope it comes true.
All right. I got a lot of predictions on here. Josh, you've only got two.
I don't predict a lot. It might snow that day.
I'm going to put that on.
That would be pretty cool if it did snow. I won't be mad.
I'm learning, man. I'm learning.
There's a good chance it might snow that day.
I'm rather new at all this stuff, so I'm learning as I sit with you guys and chat amongst ourselves. All
right. Tanner.
Let's think. Don't really want to see anything about Uncharted. I want to see anything about Horizon, Bird Dog, No Man's Sky, or Uncharted. Unless I said that already. I don't want to see nothing on them, just unless they're release dates. We've seen too much of them already.
Okay.
So.
I feel like your name should be Bird Dog.
No. But I agree. I want to see something new from Santa Monica. Doesn't have to be God of War. Maybe something completely different. Maybe it's another angry guy that's going around killing people. I'd be cool with that.
Kratos was my brother. I will avenge him.
That works. As long as it's not Kratos. We need another angry guy.
I would love a new God of War game with a different, like, mythological god stuff. Like, just something new. Like, even something made up. Like, that's like...
Like a Shadow of the Colossus 2.
Like, Norse mythology would be great. Like, if they would... Okay, so you're saying...
I'm just messing with you. But yeah.
Like, Tanner's like, I don't really care what they announce as long as they don't announce what you want.
Exactly.
Because this is an Xbox conference.
Yeah.
Exactly. Nothing. None of this is going to help Xbox.
Destiny 2.
Xbox exclusive.
No, oh, God.
That's Nintendo not... Wii exclusive.
That may save the console.
Anybody else? Any more bold predictions?
Not really. Maybe, what's that one company that Colin's always talking about?
Benz? Housemark. Oh, Ben. Sony Bend, yeah.
They're going to show something, for sure.
You are right about that's a good one.
They're definitely going to show something. If not, Colin was wrong.
Dang, I didn't think about that one.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's going to be Siphon Filter.
Yes.
I'd be okay with that, but I doubt that's going to be
yes.
It.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Bring it back.
I'm okay predicting that Legacy of Kain is making a comeback.
I'm going to do it. Nah, yeah, good job.
That'd be pretty cool, too. Yeah, I'd be down with that.
Yes.
All right. Heidi Ho Kojima is going to make an appearance, and he may even announce his new game with Guerrilla Del Toro.
Yes.
And Norman Reedus.
Norman Reedus.
I just butchered all their names.
You did horribly. You didn't say Heidi Ho Kojima, right?
But Cliff Bleszinski will make an appearance.
Oh, God.
And announce he's making the Gears of War killer that will be exclusive to PlayStation 4.
If that happened, Daryl, I think your brother would die.
Harry Carey.
That's not going to happen.
I know, but if that did happen, yeah, that'd be bad.
All right, anybody else?
I think that's all I got.
That's all I got, man. That's all you need.
Resident Evil 7.
No.
Hey, Resident Evil 0.
No.
Might make an appearance.
That game just needs to die.
You shut up and stop playing video games.
I can't.
You're starting to sound like Daryl.
What?
Right.
Y'all are the ones that want everything to die. The two of you
I
want.
I don't.
You just
wanted
said
Halo to die.
Last
week,
you wanted Halo to die. Like, what the freak?
Halo's never.
I want Halo to die so they don't ruin it.
But you don't.
Which is where they're going.
But you don't play it anymore, so it doesn't even matter.
I don't play anymore because I don't like it anymore.
So it doesn't matter.
I don't have an Xbox.
Like, I don't understand people. That
I just like.
I don't want anything to do with it. I just don't want you to have it.
Exactly.
We're trying to save your life here.
No, I just like messing with you.
I'm going to predict that I'm going to leave the show.
Oh.
I'm going to predict that I quit.
Yep, you heard it here.
Heard it first.
Heard it here, folks.
Old Loot Scoop.
All right.
Boot Scoop and Boogie.
All right, well, that wraps up our predictions for the Video Game Awards and PSX. So don't forget, everybody that's listening, next week we're going to have two shows. We're going to record on Friday and post Friday evening for the reactions to Thursday night's Video Game Awards. We're going to record on Saturday and post our reactions to Friday night's PSX. So with that being said, you want to send us any questions, concerns, comments, your personal predictions, anything you want, email us at rememberTheLoot@provengamer.com. We're going to be selecting random emails over the next few weeks. We like your questions. We like your emails, all that good stuff. If it makes it to the show, you get a digital code for whatever game we have to give away that week. So continue to write in. Continue to follow the show. Follow us on Twitter. I am Resident Daryl. Tanner, you are...
My Twitter handle is T_BYRD803.
Very good. Two in a row.
And pretty much the same thing with my PSN and my Xbox Live name without the underscore. So add me up. I need people to play with.
Frosty.
Find me on Twitter at Metal Gear Frosty. Find me on PlayStation at MGS_Daniel25. Find me on Twitch at MGS_Daniel25. We'll be playing Rainbow Six Siege Beta tonight. Be mastering the beta.
Master the beta.
Yes. And we'll be posting the Let's Plays, our commentary, all that funny jazz for your enjoyment. So be sure to check us out on YouTube as well. Like, share, subscribe, and all that jazz. Follow us on Twitch as well. So that way we can provide plenty of juicy content for you viewers out there.
Very nice.
You can add me on PlayStation, The Walking Idea, and you can find me on Twitch and watch me broadcast at The Walking Idea.
All right, find us on Twitter, send us some emails. We're going to wrap this show up with a little song by Surrender the Ghost, and it's called Never Alone. Because you're never alone when you're in line.
Yeah. Bye, guys.